I'm Mike Breen, host of Who Wants to Be a Mathematician, an AMS Public Awareness Officer, and I'm talking with David Wise, who has qualified for the 2011 National Who Wants to Be a Mathematician. He's from the what we call the Mountain Region. He lives in Colorado. And David, what are you looking forward to for the upcoming event?
The competition sounds like a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to the math conference also, because I really like math.
Well, good. Have you ever been to a math conference before?
No, I haven't.
So this will be a first.
Yeah.
There's a lot to choose from in terms of talks and presentations, and you'll see a lot of mathematicians walking by. It's roughly 6,000, I think.
Oh, wow.
And in fact,
Well,
we hope so. And in fact, this one, I think, has a record number of presentations. There's over 2,000 presentations.
Wow. The list looked really long.
That's right. It is really long, yes. And nobody can go to them all, as you might expect. So you're a senior, David. Do you already know where you're going to school?
Not yet. I applied early action at MIT, so I think that's probably my top school right now.
Uh-huh. And when do they usually let people know?
They let you know by December 15th, but I could get deferred, so around December 15th.
Mm-hmm. Do you know how many people they let in on that early program?
I'm not exactly sure. They say they don't let in more than a third of the class.
Now, you, in addition to being good in math and liking math, you're also apparently very good at the piano.
Pretty good.
All right. And so what is the duet competition you were in where you were a finalist?
About a year and a half ago, my best friend Paul and I decided to start playing some duets. And he's actually better at piano than I am. He was the state champion, but we practiced a whole bunch. We practiced for like a year, and then there was actually no one in the division or state, so we went on the nationals and played in there, and it was a lot of fun. There were six other teams, I think, or five other teams.
And then, do they have the grand pianos, you know, facing each other like you see in the movies or on TV?
Well, actually, this music was just written for four hands on one piano, so they just had one piano there.
Whoa, does one person always play, you might say, like the bass line and one the treble, or you don't get your hands interchanged, do you?
One of the pieces, actually, the hands were interchanged, but typically one person just plays the bass and one person plays the treble.
Mm-hmm. So that must take a lot of practice. Did you practice then together on one piano?
What we did was we would practice the parts individually at home, and then we'd schedule time to get together and practice the pieces.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Where was it?
The national competition was held in Albuquerque.
So you didn't have to travel too far?
No, it wasn't too far.
You also placed first in a statewide mathematics contest. Was that at Northern Colorado? Is that what UNC stands for?
Yeah, University of Northern Colorado. Mm-hmm.
And that's in Greeley?
Yeah, it was.
And how did that go?
It was fun. The second round is where they give the prizes, and I kind of started to run out of time on the last problem because I had written like really detailed solutions for the first problem, so I thought that I didn't get around to answering all the last questions thoroughly enough, but they ended up giving me a perfect score.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. That's great. Is there anything you'd like to add, David?
No, I'm looking forward to the competition a lot.
All right. Well, good luck in the competition. And that competition will be in January on the second day of the joint mathematics meetings. That was David Wise. Well, he's from Colorado and representing the mountain region of the U.S. David, thanks very much for talking to us.
Thank you.